This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. plans for transferring power to a transitional Iraqi government have met strong resistance from Shiite Muslim clerics. Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, the most influential Shiite leader in Iraq, has made public his opposition to key elements of the U.S. plan for a political transition. Historian Juan Cole of the University of Michigan is an expert on Shiite religion in Iraq. Cole says Sistani believes that the Iraqi people should decide how their government is elected.
He has wanted popular elections, one person, one vote type of elections, rather than the caucus type of elections that the U.S. wants because it feels that that way it can control the process.
The U.S. doesn't want elections soon because it feels that clerics might be unduly influential.
Well, I don't think that the main issue for the Americans is the influence of clerics, although that is an issue. The American experience with post-war reconstruction is strongly rooted in the Balkans. And they feel in the State Department and the Pentagon that in Bosnia, the process went to popular elections too soon, and that the kind of people that are able to survive a Milosevic or a Saddam have a kind of thuggish cast to them. And once these kinds of people get into power, they then can block further reform down the road.
Have U.S. authorities paid much attention to Sistani?
They have had to. Sistani being the Grand Ayatollah, his ruling takes precedence. And Sistani doesn't change his mind because people ask him to. He gives a considered opinion, and it stands as long as he's convinced of the reasoning.
And how does he communicate that opinion?
He issues a fatwa or a religious ruling. He writes it out by hand, and it is then faxed around and spread around to his followers. It's usually printed in the local Iraqi newspapers. And it's also put up on his website, sistani.org.
Now, the U.S. says that it's up to the Iraqi Governing Council to determine if they're going to go along with Sistani's plans or stay with their own.
The United States appointed a majority of Shiite members to the Interim Governing Council, and so far the Shiite members of the council have been unwilling to buck Sistani.
However, the current president of the council says that they're sticking with their plans.
Well, there is a split now between the Sunni members of the Interim Governing Council and the Shiite ones. The Kurds and the Sunni Arabs don't want popular elections too soon because they're afraid of a tyranny of the Shiite majority. And so they're hung. They haven't been able to go forward with any kind of decision. They kind of gave a euphemistic announcement on Sunday that they have decided that any process for installing a new transitional government must derive from the people.
What would be the risk in defying Sistani?
The risk in defying Sistani is that the majority of Iraqis are Shiite, and they may feel that any new government selected by a process of caucuses in defiance of the Grand Ayatollah would be illegitimate. And a government is only as good as its legitimacy. Legitimacy and authority are defined as the likelihood that someone will obey an order when given. And the United States clearly is not popular among large numbers of Sunni Arabs in Iraq. Were large numbers of Shiites in Iraq to become dissatisfied with the U.S. presence, then the U.S. position would become untenable.
If you were advising Paul Bremer and the Bush administration, what would you suggest be the approach to Sistani?
A delegation is going to Sistani from the Interim Governing Council to attempt to negotiate with him to find a compromise of some sort. I think that he is going to stick to his guns, that legitimacy derives from the will of the Iraqi people. But the reason that he's doing that, in my view, is that he wants to make sure that the new government is not a secular government. And it should be remembered that what the Shiite community in Iraq has fought against for the past 35 years has been a militantly secular Arab nationalist government under the Ba'ath. So they feel like they've gotten free of that now, and they don't want to be put back into some kind of cage by the American secularists.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Professor and historian Juan Cole.